This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts state lawmakers heard emotional testimony today on a bill that concerns involuntarily committing someone to treatment for addiction. The bill's supporters say the state should require that loved ones be notified if a patient leaves treatment. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Tom Barry of Pembroke is urging lawmakers to look at the tragedy of his son's death and change the law known as Section 35. It allows someone to ask a judge to civilly commit a person to addiction treatment if that person's substance use is deemed dangerous. Barry's 20-year-old son, Stephen, died of an overdose last year, 2 days after he was released from a state treatment center at Bridgewater.
When you section someone on a Section 35, they can at any time determine that they can be released, and the family members don't know that they're released.
Barry says his son was committed to substance use and mental health treatment 5 times. Although the Section 35 law allows someone to be committed for up to 90 days of treatment, Barry says Stephen was released from Bridgewater after just 14 days. He says Stephen was dropped off at a commuter rail station with a train ticket and a check for $175, the money that Barry had put into an account for Stephen at Bridgewater. Plymouth District Attorney Tim Cruz, in whose district Bridgewater is located, told lawmakers that Section 35 needs to be revised.
I think that the legislation is going to be an important small tweak, but it's going to make a really big difference in the notification to the petitioners that are trying to get help for their children, for their loved ones.
Arlington Senator Cindy Friedman, co-chair of the Joint Committee on Mental Health, Substance Use and Recovery, asked whether tweaking the law would conflict with federal health care privacy laws. But Stephen's uncle, David Soper, says privacy laws may not apply when the courts are involved in sending someone to treatment.
The system needs to change. I know it's a privacy issue, but this doesn't talk about the patient's medical information. This talks about notifying a family member. A judge decided that Stephen was a danger to himself as well as society, and Stephen was put under that section, and we thought he was under state care.
Lawmakers say it would be difficult to act on a bill this close to the end of the legislative session. This bill was sent for further study. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.